A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The governor outlining four action steps and focus areas to conserve water through specific ways in the decades to come. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a $2.1 billion bill to fund Capitol Security is heading to President Biden for his signature. The House and Senate passed the bill today to cover the costs incurred during the January 6th riot. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Slowdown have set in for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 from the Kaysville Ponds up to Hill Air Force Base. But for I-15 drivers in Salt Lake and Utah counties, you have a good commute in front of you for now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy in 90s today, but still some thunderstorms bubbling up. I'm Kevin Eubank.
90 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
President Biden wants more Americans vaccinated against COVID-19.
I'm announcing we're taking this a step further. The federal government will now reimburse those employers to give their staffs who give their staffs time off, not only to get themselves vaccinated, but also to get their family members vaccinated.
He's also asking states and municipalities to give unvaccinated residents $100 to get the shots. The president says federal government employees and on-site contractors must show vaccination status or wear a mask, socially distance, and be tested at least once a week. Mr. Biden asking Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin as well to look into adding the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of mandatory vaccines for members of the military. Congress passes emergency legislation to ramp up security at the Capitol, repay outstanding debts from the January 6th attack, and to increase the number of visas for those who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We are still waiting to learn if Utah will have kids mask up in school this fall. Governor Spencer Cox is meeting with the health department and school advisors tomorrow to talk about it.
I don't anticipate that there will be a change to the masking requirements for school. Kids under the age of 11 can't get vaccinated, right? That's the issue we're dealing with right now. We're hopeful. There's a report today that Pfizer said that potentially as early as late September that they could have FDA approval for that, so we're hopeful for that. The next best thing to a vaccination, though, is a high-quality mask, and that means an N95 mask. So what I've asked our teams to do is to look at supply and see if we can make N95 masks available for anyone who wants one. Any school-aged kid and their family that wants an N95 mask, that protects the child.
The FDA warns that N95 masks are really for one use only and they are not designed for children. The masks are typically too big for their smaller faces. Governor Cox told inside sources he's not pushing for masks because of the low impact the virus has on children.
Again, I think with what we know about the virus and what we know about its impact, we've only had one death, age 0 to 11, in the state. So that's good news. And so I think our response has to be proportional. And again, giving families an opportunity to protect themselves if they're at risk or they worry about their kids. We've had, last I checked, which was last week, I don't know if we've had any since then, but we've had 111 hospitalizations, kids 0 to 11, so those that aren't eligible to the vaccine, over the course of the last year and a half now. And so, again, those are serious, right? And we take those very seriously. That's equivalent to a flu season, a not great flu season.
But the governor says he's also concerned over the social impact that masks can have on young children. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky.
We have a really nice drive in progress. Lighter than normal traffic volumes on I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah counties with no delays. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. We do have this accident westbound, 3500 south at Bangor Highway, out of traffic on the shoulder. Steve?
Yeah, still an easy drive right now, northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake. Davis County slowdowns waiting for you, though. Layton Parkway is where they start up to Antelope Drive. Northbound 89, a little busy there at Cherry Lane. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kevin Eubank is here with the 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, the 7-day forecast is a bit split. The first half, pretty stormy. The second half, not so much. Today, we've got thunderstorms, but most are south and east of the Wasatch. But overnight, they'll creep towards the Salt Lake area, and then widespread storms on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Moderate to heavy rain possible over the next 4 days with highs in the 80s. Drier air then returns for our Tuesday, and we're back to sunshine and low to mid-90s for Wednesday, Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, 90 degrees downtown, 87 in Ogden, and 97 degrees in St. George.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816. See the world premiere of 1820, the musical, live on stage August 6th. David Archuleta hails it as fantastic, well-written. For tickets, call the Covey Center for the Arts today.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for families back on the road. Kids in suitcases jammed in the back, earbuds tangled in the dog, heading to see Aunt Jasmine and her rock garden. Admit it, you missed this. And Motel 6 has been missing you. With our clean, comfortable rooms and great low rates, we've been giving families on the move the perfect roadside rest for almost as long as Aunt Jasmine's been putting rocks in her yard. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. Good news for your coffee addiction. Prices at Starbucks won't be going up despite coffee bean shortages in Brazil driving prices up elsewhere. Enjoy your caramel macchiato at the same price as always. KSL Drives. United Airlines will soon allow passengers to pre-order food and drinks. The company will let customers schedule snacks and beverages up to 5 days before they fly. Now, you can just reserve them through the app or their website. A woman has been walking around with $39 million in her purse without even knowing it. The Associated Press reports a woman in Germany won the lottery back on June 9th and didn't realize it until weeks later. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 153 points, finishing the day at 35,084. S&P was up by 18, and the NASDAQ was up by 15 points. The U.S. economy grew 6.5% on an annual basis in the second quarter.
The economy is now back to its pre-pandemic size, even though second quarter growth fell below expectations. The still strong 6.5% growth rate reflects the uptick in vaccinations and reopenings. Now the concern is the pandemic could again dampen the economy with the onset of the Delta variant, though the impact is not expected to be as dramatic as last year. In a separate report, the Labor Department said 400,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. Weekly jobless claims had been dropping but were elevated the last 2 weeks. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.